Morning Edition continues on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. A court ruling last week gives a Traverse City-based company the right to drill for oil in Scio Township in Washtenaw County. But the fight to prevent that drilling is far from over. This is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on WEMU. When the West Bay Exploration Company announced plans to look for oil in Scio Township, it divided the community at first. Some were more willing to lease space on their personal property. Others feared environmental and community harm if the township were to become a hotbed for drilling. From those with growing concerns sprung the group Citizens for Oil-Free Backyards. The grassroots group took West Bay and the State Department of Environmental Quality to court in an effort to prevent the drilling. But Washtenaw County Circuit Court Judge David Swartz ruled there wasn't enough evidence that irreparable harm would result from the drilling, enough for the case to proceed. My guest this morning is Laura Robinson, and Laura's president of Citizens for Oil-Free Backyards. And Laura, good morning and welcome to WEMU.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me.
Before we look ahead, let's look back for a minute. West Bay officials started poking around Scio Township some time ago. Were you among those personally approached to potentially host a well on your property?
I was not, although I know a number of people who were.
And how did that approach come about? Was it something that was straightforward, out in the open?
You know, it's not really quite that way. What happens is the landmen come in and talk to people one-on-one in their homes and explain the process that's going on and what they are asking of property owners. And it's a situation that is really, you know, hard to pick up on in the community. It takes sort of a certain number of people to be approached before people start to pick up on it and the word starts to spread, you know, neighbor to neighbor and that kind of thing. So it's kind of a catch-up game. You know, you're trying to play catch-up to something that's already been happening for months.
In those initial conversations, neighbor to neighbor, I'm sure there were some concern, but there were also who were somewhat enamored with the idea. Are you seeing a shift in those attitudes now?
Yeah, we really are. You know, there are certainly people out there who feel strongly that they want to lease their mineral rights. A number of people have the impression that they're going to make a decent amount of money from this. I would argue that that's not necessarily going to be the case. But we're also hearing from a lot of people that there are regrets. They wish they hadn't signed. They didn't understand what was going on. They felt that they were in a situation where they didn't have a choice. And they're realizing now that they did have a choice. And they're realizing now that there are ramifications to this that they didn't understand at the time, because people don't know when oil companies are coming into their community. You know, at this point, this is an area where there's a lot of education still that needs to be done. And that's part of what we want to work on, is helping people understand the consequences of what goes on when oil and gas comes into your community.
As you pointed out, though, there is some money to be made, and the amounts are arguable, but nonetheless, there is some money to be made by leasing your land. Does the issue of individual rights concern you in your efforts to keep drilling out of the township?
Sure. You know, it's an important issue. And I think that there's a larger issue here that, you know, needs to be addressed on a broader scale. There are a number of larger issues. One of them certainly is, you know, how do we help people like farmers make a living in this world? And that's a really, really important aspect of this. You know, there are people in the sustainable agricultural community working on that issue. But the bigger issue, I think, has to do with the concept of the public good, which is something that's, you know, been around for quite a long time. And the fact that even though an individual property owner might want to do something on their property that benefits them, that doesn't mean that they have the right to damage, you know, the property, the health and well-being, the quality of life of all the others around them. There's so many ordinances and restrictions on what we can do with our properties. And in this case, there aren't when it comes to oil and gas. And so, you know, we argue that there's a problem there in the fact that someone can make that choice. And it has so many ramifications for not only adjoining neighbors, but the community as a whole.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and we're talking with Laura Robinson. She serves as president of the group Citizens for Oil-Free Backyards. What are your environmental fears about drilling in Scio Township? Because in Judge David Swartz's ruling, he said you provided no evidence of irreparable harm to the environment or community.
Yeah, and of course, you know, we disagree with his decision. And, you know, the idea of irreparable harm is particularly important when you're going in for a temporary restraining order or an injunction, as we were. It's a very tall order to meet. But what we believe is that, in fact, there is irreparable harm caused by an exploratory well because it has been made very clear by West Bay that one well that discovers oil equals many other wells. So it's not that we are just looking at one individual thing that's going to happen. There's going to be a cluster. And if you look at the history of this development in other areas, you know, you start out with six, you get eight or 10. And that's where West Bay a few months ago said they're kind of looking at that number. But that was a number of months ago before they got more leases signed. So we don't know, you know, exactly how many leases they have signed and how much of a broader area.
So is it a fear for the water aquifers, the land itself, the structure of the landscape throughout the community?
Yeah. So it's really the cumulative environmental impact. That's the piece here. So it's this first well, and then just the accumulation of all of the others that will follow that create this damage in the community. So, yes, you're looking at an area in Scio that this first well is very close to tributaries to the Huron River. You know, and the Huron River provides 85% of Ann Arbor's water supply. That's a real issue. In addition to, you know, damaging potentially the groundwater of the residents in the area who are all on well water. You know, these things happen through spills. Spills do happen, despite what may be put out there. They definitely do happen, and there's plenty of evidence about that. And
I do want to point out, though, the West Bay Exploration Company, from what we could dig up, has a good record of safety and regulatory compliance. This isn't fracking. This is Standard Drill Oil that we're talking about. Based on their record of safety and the requirements of meeting the DEQ permit, are you not at all comforted by the prospect that this is a company that will take care of the environment?
No, we're not. And the reason why is multifaceted. I think the first thing is that although West Bay has that reputation, we are certainly in possession of evidence. And if you read through our affidavit and so forth and additional evidence that will be forthcoming, you know, West Bay has a number of issues that are out there. They have a high percentage of, in terms of their track record, of spills and contamination out there. The sites that they took our township officials to, the township board or members of that, you know, is sort of a showplace well site. Looks beautiful, et cetera. But their other sites are not like that. And you go there and you can see the evidence of the damage that's going on. So we are concerned because the DEQ, or MDEQ, the Department of Environmental Quality, which is the agency that permits, you know, or approves permits for oil and gas development, is going through a process that we feel does not benefit citizens. Citizens are not heard. The public good is not considered in the way that we feel that it should, the public good and the good of the environment. And so, you know, West Bay, in proceeding through the DEQ procedures, is not meeting the goals that we feel need to be met.
We spoke with Dan Wyatt, the head of the DEQ, and he told WEMU his office has a strong record of winning these kinds of cases, and any further litigation at best is simply going to delay the drilling for a short period of time. I mentioned at the very outset that the fight is far from over. Where do you take the fight now?
Yeah, you know, I think that we are really trying to make a difference at the state level. And it's true that DEQ is used to doing things the way that they do things. But, you know, we would like to argue that, you know, local control is a really important issue here. You know, you've got DEQ with its procedures. You have people, you know, in a bureaucracy, you know, filling out forms, checking the right boxes, you know, doing their job as they've been told to do it. And yet they are not familiar with whatever local community they're working with. And we really think that local communities need to have a say here. And townships are actually not able to do that through the Zoning Enabling Act. Township citizens have zero rights when it comes to keeping oil and gas out of their communities. So, you know, although the DEQ says they have, you know, a great record in all these ways, the reality is that we really think this needs to change the way that they do things. And the judge in the first case, you know, didn't even give the chance for the idea that more needs to be considered and that the environmental impact needs to be looked at and the impact on the community and the residents around the area. So we are not done. You know, there are numerous fronts on which to fight this fight one being legal, which we will plan to continue, and the others being, you know, through legislative means and that kind of thing. And so, you know, you have to hit this from a number of angles to really be effective and to try and make change. It's a very, very big and important issue that I think people are just starting to understand in terms of their own rights.
All of these processes take time,
yes,
effort, and sometimes, particularly with the legislative process, it can take a very long time.
Yes.
They're getting ready to drill in Scio Township now.
Right.
So I guess the best and most immediate resource is to go to Ingham County and file there.
Right. So, you know, we are working right now on potentially transferring the case there, and we'll see what happens. And, you know, I think that that makes a lot of sense, and we're going to have to take it from there, you know.
It sounds like your message very much is about telling other communities, it's happening in my backyard, and you should probably be aware that it can happen in yours.
Absolutely. I think that is a really important part of our message. And we, you know, are in a great position here to be able to reach out to other communities and let them know, you know, and educate people and let people understand the rights that they are not having in this process. You know, in the case of DEQ, there were many, many, many public comments submitted, more than there ever have been, including from very notable parties, including townships, cities, et cetera. And it didn't matter, despite the fact that they all opposed it and wanted DEQ to not go through with this. And so the reality is that, you know, if it can happen here, and if we can take it to court and we get in the legal system something so, you know, in our opinion, so outrageous in terms of, you know, not even considering the different aspects of what we brought in, then absolutely it can happen elsewhere. I mean, think of all the communities that don't have the resources we may have right here close to Ann Arbor. And, you know, people are really at the mercy of the DEQ and thinking they're going to be protected that way, and they're not. So we want people to start to learn about it and start to learn about the rights that they have and don't have.
Well, we're going to be following along, and obviously there is a long process to be followed, so we hope we can call on you again as the process moves forward.
Absolutely. We'd love to talk more.
That is Laura Robinson. Laura is president of Citizens for Oil-Free Backyards, and we will, of course, be offering airtime to West Bay Exploration Company should they decide to take it. You'll get that perspective as well. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. This weekly feature is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and you hear it only on 89.1 WEMU.